Money and judges don't mix.
Democrat Bill O'Neill, a retired appeals court judge, had used that theme in two earlier unsuccessful campaigns for the Ohio Supreme Court, but here he was again repeating it. He's continued a policy of not accepting any campaign contributions, and now he was blasting two incumbent Republican justices, Robert Cupp, the man he's challenging, plus Terrence O'Donnell.
In January of this year, First Energy Corporation had, through their subsidiary, Ohio Edison, had a case before the Supreme Court that they argued. 2 weeks later, their political action committee wrote a check for $6,300 to Justice Cupp, $6,300 to Justice O'Donnell, and 4 weeks later, they ruled in their favor. I am not saying that is a crooked decision, but I am saying it is impossible to avoid the appearance of impropriety when you accept money from a litigant and then rule on their case.
Justice Cupp never directly responded to the charge from challenger O'Neill, but Justice O'Donnell did.
He hasn't had the integrity to tell you that grievance was determined by a panel of three judges to be no conduct violating the Code of Judicial Conduct.
O'Donnell read from the code.
A judge's knowledge that a lawyer, a law firm, or a litigant in a proceeding that contributed to the judge's campaign within the limits set forth in the rules does not, in and of itself, disqualify that judge. Now, that's the regulation that we have in Ohio. It's been there for a very long time. And when our court adopted it, we put it out for public comment. There was no comment from Mr. O'Neill at that time about it. It's only when he gets a personal gain by making a public statement just before an election that we hear this.
Justice Cupp defended the practice of most judicial candidates having campaign money raised on their behalf. He said money is needed to inform voters about the candidates.
Unfortunately, I've not found any TV or radio outlets or newspapers in the state who are willing to run advertisements for candidates without charging them.
Cupp added, judicial candidates themselves are banned from asking people for donations. He said requiring a separate campaign committee to do it
builds a little wall between the judicial candidate and the campaign. And there's only fundraising is only allowed 1 year out of six in the year in which the judge is elected.
But just because judicial candidates need to spend money to win over voters doesn't mean the candidate's supporters should raise that cash, O'Neill hinted. He proposed an alternative source.
Put $10 on the court costs of all the people who are clogging our dockets right now. Every lawsuit in Ohio, put a $10 court cost on that lawsuit. Create a judicial education fund. Then judges would be paid to get their message out to the people. But by taking that public funding, they would be prohibited from taking money from anyone.
A second Democratic challenger didn't talk so much about money. Running against O'Donnell, State Senator Michael Skindle said the 6-1 Republican majority on the court can tip deliberations too far in one direction.
When you only have one side looking at a position and one philosophy, there's not a sound discussion in developing the final result in that particular case. I am running for the Ohio Supreme Court to bring fairness and balance in the court.
While Skindle has never been elected a judge, O'Donnell touted his own 32 years of judicial experience. And his fellow Republican, Justice Cupp, touted his election to a county commissioner seat, a state Senate seat, and the high court. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.